Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Tsukru, and today's episode is I'm Always Kind and Everyone Takes Advantage of Me. So today's episode is a super beneficial self-awareness podcast that I think is a topic that really needs to be talked about, because I actually got inspiration to do this from Gary Vee's post. If you want to go check that out on his Instagram, it just hit home for me straight away, and it actually made sense in a way that it's never made sense to me before. And I know a lot of people are probably confused, and you could be the person that maybe exhibits a lot of kindness but don't quite understand why you feel let down by a lot of people or a lot of things that you do, or even to yourself, when you try and be kind or exhibit kindness. And I'm going to break it down for you, and I'm going to give you some real talk about it, because this is more of a higher level. So it does require some emotional intelligence to understand this podcast. So bear with me. And if you have any questions, just pop over to my Instagram and I'll be able to hopefully answer and help you out a little bit. But this podcast is a growth podcast, and it's going to be able to either help you understand those around you, whether it be in business, whether it be in your family, whether it be in your relationships, your friendships, or even past relationships where you're just super confused, or even for yourself, if you exhibit a lot of kindness in your mind, but you don't really feel as though it's reciprocated to you back, or you feel like you've been taken for granted or taken advantage of. Now, I'm just going to be completely blunt. If you are a kind person, you do things at your expense. So I want to put that out, and I want to explain very, very quickly and simply what that means. Being kind means that you do things that are done in a situation where you expect absolutely zero benefit, like to the point of where you are doing things in the interest of somebody else, knowing that you're not going to get anything back. And if you did, you would be so shocked and grateful and whatever else. But you do things without expectation. This actually happens from a young age, where we are either taught to do things because maybe our parents or our teacher said, you need to be kind to your friends and you need to be polite and do all of these things so that they will be kind to you. In other words, you're doing something so that you're going to have that reciprocated back to you. And all that, although that seems pretty normal and pretty fair, if, for example, you go out into the world and you are super kind to somebody and you expect them to like you and be kind to you back in the way that you have been kind to them, you're doing that to create leverage. And creating leverage is a form of manipulation. So although you may be doing this to keep the peace or have people like you, or to not create conflict, or just to be somebody that everybody likes, whatever it might be, that is a form of throwing out reels and hoping that you get it back. And so what happens in the situations where you have somebody that list a bunch of things that they've done, or in their mind, maybe they say to you as a friend, or maybe in your mind, you're like, I feel like I just get taken for granted and that people seriously don't appreciate and value what I do for them or how kind I am to them. And you feel like you're at a disadvantage for those behaviors and those actions, or you just feel like you can't handle rejection if you were to take out those actions, or if what you had envisioned to be reciprocated back to you for doing certain things hasn't been done. Basically, what that tells you is that you're not doing things from a genuine place. You're doing things so that you get something back in return. That is not kindness. And so if you feel as though you've been taken for granted, or you've been underappreciated because you've done maybe one thing for somebody and it hasn't been reciprocated back, and you take that personally, or you had an expectation of somebody else to do something back for you, then you had an agenda. So when you go and do things because you want to make more friends, or you want to be well liked, or you have a specific agenda for the way that you behave to benefit you, then of course you're going to be let down, because deep down you're not a kind person. You're doing things to create leverage to manipulate people or situations later. And although this is really, really common and everyone's probably going to do this at some stage to create wins in their life, there has to be a point where you actually distinguish your character and you're okay with rejection and you're okay with not achieving what you thought for doing the best that you could and doing things from the purity of your soul. That is when you are a whole person and you can actually put your ego aside and you can not expect anything back in return. And you know that you can take care of whatever you need within yourself, by yourself, and that everything that you exhibit outwards is actually for the greater good of somebody else. For example, if you haven't talked to somebody in a long time and they've done you wrong in the past, or it's an awkward situation and the holidays roll around, or it's a birthday, and you offer a kind message or you send a card or something like that, you do that not because you expect anything back. You do that because it's the right thing to do morally, in line with your values. That time doesn't come back around, so you can't redo it again when it seems to suit you. You do that because that is somebody that is a valuable human being, and in your eyes, this is the right thing to do at any given moment because you're a kind person. Now, it's going to show very quickly on who's going to be able to accept that as a kind gesture and who can't accept that as a kind gesture. And that comes from within. That is when you start to separate people's actual character from what they exhibit when situations where they feel obligated to or when they need something in return. Because kindness isn't always exhibited because somebody is expecting something. Sometimes people feel like they're obligated to appear kind. For example, if you don't like an in-law, but you know you don't want to make things awkward, so you just start being kind for the sake of being kind, because you respect your loved ones, you know, like in-laws or whatever, and you're just doing it because, yeah, you feel obligated to. Now, I'm not saying that you should go out and create conflict and be real and raw and things like that, but you don't want to push boundaries and agendas so that you are gonna make situations a little bit better for yourself, or you're just going to expect later on that, you know, things will become better, or you want to make people feel like you're a good person, but deep down you actually have no genuine morals or values that are clarifying within you that this is the right thing to do and it's actually something I want to do. I don't feel like I have to do anything. Like, you don't always have to make effort, whether it be in the workplace. Maybe you hate your boss. Like, you can still do your job and not interact in a fake way in order for you to later on maybe get a promotion or keep your job and things like that. There's other situations that you can be put in that you can have a more real, deeper connection and actually be satisfied with what you're exhibiting outward in a nature that's actually real, instead of putting on a mask in all situations, because what flows on a surface level, it actually then goes in deeper if you continue to act in certain ways and you try to be a person that everybody likes and everybody thinks is sweet and kind, until you're in a situation where you're not going to benefit anymore. And that is when the character is actually revealed. So somebody's character is going to be revealed, even if they are doing really nice gestures for you and they've been kind and supportive and whatever, temporarily or even longstanding, they can do nice things for you with a hidden agenda of their own. And if it starts to not work out as what they thought it would, you'll see their character shine through in other areas. And that can come out in so many different ways. But if it's not directly to you, you need to be aware and you need to understand what they're doing to other people when they can no longer benefit. Because usually what happens is, if somebody gets hurt or they feel a certain way about something or they feel like they can no longer benefit, that the need to be kind and put effort into a situation is like, it doesn't really matter because they no longer need to really have any form of appreciation for that specific thing, purely because they're not benefiting anymore. They don't see why it's important anymore. And so that is where values, morals, and character is revealed. And this is where you can pick up on people in your own circle, people in your family, on where you can trust them, because the likelihood of you becoming close or even interacting with people like this gives them more leverage and more power. Even if you don't get too close and you're happy temporarily seeking validation or having somebody that like will tell you the world of things about how great you are or make you laugh, etc. Because maybe they just want you to like them. Maybe they don't have wholeness within them and they need company. And so what they're going to do is they're going to make you feel better. They'll go to any lengths. But what you really need to be asking and figuring out when you are meeting new people and you are getting close to people or you're hanging out with people is like, how do they treat other people when they no longer benefit from them? And although they can be somewhat surface level, like civil, you will be able to see their character in tough times. Tough times reveal who people really are. And even if somebody has made mistakes in the past that are temporary, you need to differentiate the people that appear the nicest to the people that are nice but respected. And this is something that's really important, because if you are somebody that feels as though you're walked all over or you're not appreciated or things haven't worked out and you feel like you've put in all this effort and received nothing in return, there is something within you that forced you to create those behaviors and actions to offer kind gestures or to be nice to certain people, because at that particular time, it was something that you felt you needed in your life or you needed to do. And if you don't want to do something, you need to have boundaries. And so that might be that when people ask something of you or when people question you in, you know, different scenarios, instead of like answering or doing things that make you look good, make you seem sweet, make you look like a kind, caring person in anyone else's eyes that will come across you until they really get to know you, you need to have the ability to stand true to your values and your morals and your character, even if that means people sitting around you aren't going to necessarily agree or like what you said. Because that is not only exhibiting kindness to who you are, it's giving people a true picture of what can be expected of you moving forward and what you are internally comfortable with. Because we are human beings. There is polarity that affects how we interact with people. And it's a shame if you're in a situation where you don't know how this started, or that maybe you were conditioned to act in a certain way that was compromising the levels of self-respect that you actually have. And so in turn, because you haven't given yourself that respect and those boundaries, you expect to receive that back by doing things for other people on the outside of you to make them like you and somehow fill in that self-respect, that happiness and that void that's in there. So that is the agenda, and that is the form of manipulation that you are exhibiting if you feel as though people take advantage of you or are ungrateful for you. Now, there are going to be definitely times where people take advantage of people, okay? That's like an unwritten rule. But often it's on the flip side of what people actually see, because a lot of people would rather like believe an idea and believe what they see and hear and how something is presented, whether that be in a form of verbal communication or even some physical actions, or even somebody that can be pretty empathetic or sincere when they're communicating and even speak highly of a situation despite the underlying background message and actions that they are taking. And us as humans, we interact with people based on what sounds like what we on our five senses, basically. And our sixth sense is there to give us the intuition that something is not right with what this person is saying, despite what they're exhibiting. And even though like we as human beings want to give people the benefit of the doubt, give them a chance to improve, try to give them opportunity as well to show that what they're doing is actually genuine, it doesn't always work out like that. And so often what actually happens is it is a flip, it is a reverse. And the person that's actually kind is the person that probably has a higher emotional reaction, or is confused, or is on the other side of receiving the kindness. Because even if you've got two people that are both not whole themselves, and they're interacting with each other, and they're doing things for each other that is to benefit themselves, and they've got an agenda, eventually that will break down. Okay, that's going to be a friendship that's going to break down. You do need to have give and take in any sort of relationship, whether it be business, friendship, intimate, whatever it might be, family. There has to be give and take. There has to be compromises. But there is a complete difference between supporting somebody with their goals or their hobbies or their passions, or giving them nice messages every day, or buying them flowers, etc. And if it's because you want people to see you in a different way, to your genuine, like your genuine want just to put a smile on somebody's face, or just to see the person that you are supporting or you are currently involved with do better, then obviously that is going to be at your expense, okay? And you've got to go into that and do those things knowing that. Now, if you've got a partnership where you've got one person that's like that, and they're doing things without expectation, and those things are going to be revealed in a multitude of cases. Not everyone's going to have the money to be able to financially do things for you, but they may emotionally do things for you that actually are at their own expense. And if you can't identify that because you've got agendas for why you exhibit kindness, and it's done more frequently, and it is a part of how you've trained the other person to think of you and to expect from you, because it's what you've exhibited from agendas, then you are setting up a toxic environment for yourself to be let down. People are trained to treat you like you treat yourself. So when you are unkind to yourself and you're exhibiting a multitude of kindness and niceness to everyone and everything that you've come into contact with, then eventually that sixth sense is going to click into play for individuals, and they're going to start to withdraw from you. And that's where you start to feel let down. That's where you start to feel like there's something, they're not appreciating me, they're taking me for granted. And it's because humans are intuitive. People are not dumb. They understand when someone's being genuine and not. And what they want to do is they want to test the waters mostly. When people withdraw, they're withdrawing because they're seeing if whether or not like you, what you're doing for them, especially if you're overly nice, overly complimentative, overly understanding, overly supportive in the beginning of a situation, overly available. And people want to figure out whether this is too good to be true, because the reality of the situation is that some people are just genuinely very nice and very kind and very giving, but those people are extremely rare. And those whole people that are just off in their own world, and they are just fine with giving out whatever because they've got their life figured out, they've got everything they want, they're content, it's only then that you're in a situation where you can truly exhibit that without actually thinking ever about what you get back. So people do eventually, when they spend enough time with you, start to question your intentions, because most people don't have the energy to do that. Most people don't have the energy to put on a performance every single day and take care of their own life and like the real things that are happening in life. And so the reason a lot of people feel like they've been taken for granted, or they've been mistreated, for example, is because people are questioning your motives, okay? It's so important, because self-awareness comes from being whole and kind to yourself. And if you don't love yourself, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to love anyone else at a pure level. So it's the same thing if you feel as though somebody doesn't respect and love you. You've got to ask yourself, well, do I 100% respect and love who I am? Do I know myself well enough to know that I deserve that love? Do I look at me and actually feel like I deserve the most purest form of love that the world has to offer, because I know my values, morals, characters, and gestures that I do are really genuine. They're pure. And you're not always going to come across as the nicest, kindest, most sociable person if you're pure, because you're going to have boundaries. And that's just the reality, because it takes a lot of effort to be whole as an individual. It actually does. Like, what you exhibit outward to try and fill those holes that from other people and other situations, all that energy that you spend pouring into, you know, people liking you, and the effort and the time you make to meet people so that they validate you and they spend time with you, and, you know, you do things for them so that they stay with you, whatever it might be, that's not going to fill that hole. Like, because people come and go, and people start to question it, and they do start to detach from that, because it's impossible to put all of that energy elsewhere and to so many people for so long, and to actually be whole within, because it takes work to understand who you are. It takes a lot of effort to be fully whole and content, whilst also making time to know where you want to go in life, what you want to do in life, so that you actually have direction. All of that takes time, and that is not selfish time. By doing that for yourself, you ensure that anyone that comes into your life, and it won't be mass amounts of people, like, to be able to then go and give without expectation, to love unconditionally outside of you, all of that has to happen first within you. So you need to be questioning where you're at on that scale. If you feel like, oh, okay, well, I don't really love myself, or I'm working on it, but it's true, maybe I'm not actually the person that I exhibit to people on the outside, and maybe it is a manipulation tactic. And that is not a bad thing. Like, that's actually a form of self-growth to be able to identify that, because a lot of people don't want to admit that, and they want to, like, they want to believe that they are this kind, genuine, loving person. But if you can't be that to yourself, and you can't have the form of discipline and love for who you are by yourself on your own, then how on earth are you ever going to maintain that consistency? If you're doubting yourself, you're going to doubt other people at some point. You're going to stop believing, even if you exhibit all of the kindness and the gestures and whatever it is that you do to try to get people to like you and to think well of you, or to fit in or be loved, etc., or be liked, or whatever it is that you require for that validation on the outside. Like, when people start to distance themselves a little bit, or they pull back, or they're less available, or they just intuitively start to see through it, it's then that you're main character is going to show through. And this can come in the form of them feeling betrayed, because ideally what we want to believe is that you are genuine. Even though we can see through it a little bit, we still want to, like I said in the beginning, test the waters and check to make sure that what you're doing is actually who you are, and not just because you're doing it for a reason that is like an unwritten reason or an unmentioned reason. And so people would then, you know, pull back, and it's then that you feel as though you've got rejection, and it's then that all that self-worth and all those issues and doubts come back into your mind, and you start feeling like, oh, this person doesn't respect me, and blah, blah, blah. And it's because you went into this expecting for them to act a certain way, for being overly kind or overly accommodating, with no boundaries, no self-respect, no love for yourself. So they eventually, when they get to know you enough, they're going to understand that you're not actually even comfortable with who you are. So how on earth can they ever trust, if you're the person that spends the most time with yourself, and you haven't established what is absolutely beautiful about yourself? And I know this is like I know that for a lot of people, you're probably thinking like, how are you ever meant to get there? But you actually can get there, and it requires you extracting your time and those agendas and manipulation to create leverage for yourself from other people and other things. And you have to go inside to find the answers to that, so that when people that meet you figure out who you really are, you're comfortable with sharing what you are. And yes, you're going to have a bit more rejection. You're probably going to have a lot more people not like you as much. You're probably not going to you know, have as many friends, and you're not probably going to be the person in everyone's eyes that you are when you were pushing this agenda and when you needed something from them, or you needed them to be there for you, you know, as leverage. Like you act in a certain way so that you've got something there as a backbone that's outside of you. When this becomes your situation, then what you need to really be doing is you have to start removing yourself. And that's going to be really difficult, because it's going to change the dynamics of your friendships, your relationships. It's going to change everything. And what's going to happen is, you know, you're probably going to lose a lot of, you know, good people that trusted the agendas that you placed on them in the beginning. Because when people trust people that do this form of manipulation, generally they are good people. They're people that don't do that, because otherwise they'd be able to spot it. So when they eventually figure it out and you start to, you know, go within and reveal why you're creating these agendas, or why you feel like you're obligated to be a certain way around other people or in certain situations, and why you can't just create those healthy boundaries and understand what feels really good for you to do as an actual genuine kind act, and what you're doing to put out reels and obviously get stuff back in return later or even straight away. So when you do that, it's going to create a massive amount of fear, I would say, for you. But until you do that, every single connection and relationship and friendship that you build is going to be based on an agenda of manipulation. And most people are going to pick up on that, whether they tell you or not. They may still even remain friends with you, but I've known people that have hung out with people I would have never in my million years have expected them to spot this. And even though they still remain friends with them now, and they really like them and they hang out with them and everything, they were the first people, I'd never even said anything, that said to me that they could see something. And when they talk to me about it, my mind was blown. Like, I was like, it's actually really crazy, but people are quite considerate, and they don't, especially if you're not super close to people, so you just hang out with them, maybe you meet them once a week to do, you know, I don't know, like play tennis, or, you know, do swimming or something like that with them. It doesn't actually matter if they keep seeing you or they keep, you know, hanging out with you or whatever. Even if you're not overly acting kind toward them, sometimes you're not going to have to exhibit that, and you just get along with someone and you do certain things with them, they actually can still see it. So until you actually address it for yourself, you're going to honestly keep feeling like people take you for granted or don't like you, or you feel like you have to really try hard for people to like you. And when that starts to become normal, it starts to become dangerous, because it's when people start to get a little bit closer to you that your true character is going to start becoming more and more revealed, and you're going to feel less and less loved and less liked. And it's because it's really, really hard, if you get really close to people, to uphold character that's not real. And so you might be able to do it for 50% of the time, but there'll be another 50% of the time that you see doubt, fear, worry, lack, and you almost want to escape those close, intimate bonds, because you 100% can't uphold this level that you've set for yourself in order to push your agendas, in order to get this reciprocation. You cannot live a life like that. You're going to go through life as a victim. You're going to feel really, really down in yourself. You're going to, honestly, the world is going to feel like it's against you, and you're going to feel so limited when it comes to goal setting, when it comes to feeling lonely, when it comes to forming pure connections, when it comes to even like people liking you for who you are. If you don't know yourself and you've got all of this built up manipulation that you've been projecting outward, and you're doing this to people you like, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually really horrible. Like, when you like someone and you see something good in them, and then you have to act overly kind or accommodating, and it doesn't matter if you want to in the beginning, if you want them to like you for you totally, you have to be able to reveal like all sides of yourself and your timeline, and then get them to make an assumption based off who you really are and speak to them on a deeper level, because these people are people that you literally see something in, whether it be friendships, coworkers, you know, potential partners, you see something in them that screams to you that they're a really good person or you're really interested in them, and they are trusting their time with a person that's pushing an agenda for them to like you back, but not totally for who you are. So I'm not saying don't go out and make friends if you don't love yourself or if you're in this situation where you just feel like people take you for granted and you're hesitant, or you feel like you need to run and make new friends all the time or new or create new partnerships and you're trying to reestablish and restart exhibiting that again so that you get that validation from outside. If this is where you're at, I'm not saying like just go into a shell and you know, really check yourself, but I am also saying like actually check yourself, because the world is becoming much more advanced when it comes to tactics. People are much more aware of things like gaslighting, manipulation, narcissistic traits, and you know, all of this stuff. It's like a combination of I tried to say this in my other podcast, but when you're not authentic, and if you're working on yourself and you're reading self-help books, you're doing courses, you're constantly developing your mindset and your morals and your values and your character, you can be truly yourself, because you build yourself to be a good person. You understand your weaknesses, you understand your strengths, and you can be confident in all situations, knowing that not everyone's going to understand and like you, but you're putting in the work every day from resources and tools that mean what you're doing is it's outside of you, and it's in a development, you're in a development process. That means what you're doing is what you feel is going to create the best version of you. And not everyone's prepared to go down that route. They'd rather believe ideals. I'm an idealistic person. Okay. So I will easily see the best in somebody else. I will easily put my ego aside and I will easily give without any expectation, but I won't do that a lot, right? Like, so I have boundaries and limits on how much I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that for everyone, okay? Like, it's not because I don't want to, it's because I don't have that energy. That how am I supposed to concentrate on work or, you know, my goals or my family or, you know, my friends that I do have in my life? Like, if you have causes and things that you're passionate about or you really value and appreciate things, as much as you do yourself, you can only give out so much of your energy. Like, it takes a lot of energy to focus on self-improvement and understanding who you are and being okay with rejection. Like, I remember a time when I was, you know, in my living room and there was an ad on Facebook that I was the face of for a lip brand. And the amount of like comments that were under that photo were like, there was so much hate and so much trolling and things like that. I do respect the opinions of others, but I don't ever take that personally. Like, people, like my sister was doing like the customer service at one time. She was like, I literally can't read these comments about you. Like, but none of these people knew me. And these are just comments. Like, I literally already am happy with how I look and who I am. And I'm not going to be changing for the rest of my life. So if people don't like it or they have something to say about me as an individual and it just can't be changed, it's not something I'm going to take personally. Like, you can't let things that about you that can't be changed affect who you are. If you don't like them and these things affect you, then you need to make those changes so that you're okay with people liking it or not liking it, because it's at the best that it can be. And once you get those that clarity in your mind, you're going to understand just how much you rely on the outside world to make you feel good or not. And it's not fair to other people to use these tactics, for one. It's not fair. Even if, like, in the moment or in certain time frames, you feel as though you're doing what you're obliged to do or what the right thing is to do or what you've been conditioned to think, if there's any sort of agenda where you expect anything in return for acts of kindness, you are not a kind person and you don't know the definition of kindness. Like, kindness is literally, quite literally, losing in order for somebody else to gain. Okay. You never, ever, 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 for supporting somebody, should ever throw it back in their face or make them feel like their acceptance of support and kindness is something that they should feel guilty about. I've had stuff like this happen to me in the past, and like I honestly used to feel so guilty about accepting kindness or support and things like that. But absolutely not, because you need to understand where your boundaries are, and you really need to understand as well why you're doing certain things. Like if you're only doing certain things because you are in a position where you need something from someone, then you're not actually doing things from a place of love. You're not doing things from a place of where your heart is actually pure and good. And so what do you expect from somebody else? It doesn't matter how or what you do. It doesn't matter what you do in life. It's about why you do it and what and how you do it. And when times get tough, eventually, as soon as that person doesn't get that agenda met, or it's not quite as they imagined, even though there's no communication on what exactly was expected or what this person had in mind that would come about from doing a certain thing, it's only going to result in chaos at the end. And this is where narcissists as well are really good at dismissing people. And obviously, like, NPD is like a really, oh my God, I feel like it's like a really thrown around term. But if you really learn about the character traits and things that narcissistic people do, like if it's more narcissistic than ever before, there's a lot of betrayal and lies that come about, especially as well with these random acts of kindness and this overly nice charismatic persona. Narcissists are amazing at making people feel really special, and that is like the first sign of when you are dealing with a narcissist. They're often, like, people think that narcissists are like these egotistic people that only think about themselves, and that's what they exhibit. But those people rarely get to take advantage of anyone, because everyone just stays away because they just feel like that person's like so up themselves that there is literally no point. They don't expect anything from someone that appears selfish on the outside. So I wanted to quickly throw that in here. Narcissists are people that actually are so charming. They make you feel amazing. They make you feel on top of the world, but they're also the quickest to dismiss you. And when things don't work out for them, and they like leave a lot of empty trails and do things like at that time in their life when they need them, they will do anything to fulfill their own selfish needs. It doesn't matter who at whose expense it is, even if it's sometimes at their own expense. If they have a desire to go and do something, or they feel like there's more value at any given time for them in any situation, their kindness and their charming nature will just be transferred in like a split second. So there's also that I want you guys to keep in mind. If you exhibit narcissistic traits along with this overly accommodating niceness and need to have validation, it's gonna be an, or if somebody that you've been in business with or whatever else, those are all like the red flags that are accurate in these sort of disorders. And NPD is an actual mental health issue as well. So obviously, if you know somebody is a true narcissist, like they do really need help. Like it's like any other mental health issue, and there's a lot of people that do have mental health issues, and you need to obviously ask them to go and seek help, because it is something that can really affect their lives and also a lot of people that are coming to contact with them, just because it's like narcissists are like the most shocking. Like, so when you obviously have that kindness and you feel as though you have been taken for granted, on the receiving end of, you know, being on the other side of like narcissistic abuse or behaviors, like when you've kind of like got this idea in your mind that somebody's this amazing, funny, charismatic, lovely person that would go above and beyond for you until it doesn't meet their needs, then there's a lot of like trauma after narcissistic abuse that leaves the person that's suffered a narcissist's hand, where they are like in a state of shock. And this shock can often be like when there's like an act of selfishness, like betrayal or lies performed. It's because a narcissist is so good at upholding and making everyone feel like they're like this special diamond, beautiful person. And I know this is like crazy, but like they trick therapists. They are so damn good at making everyone like them. And they just seem like they're the people that are going to make everyone feel better about themselves. So it's so scary because obviously you want to be around that kind of energy and you want to be in relationships with somebody that can make you feel that good. But it is also when it turns sour and when like their acts of kindness or their gestures or their validation that they give you, even though you may not actually need it, it doesn't matter. But when they zap that away and they show you like an evil streak, or they've, you know, started to impulsively act on their own selfish needs, and that, like, again, it comes in betrayal, like it comes in them dismissing like any sort of relationship or connection that you had to fulfill a really it can be like it's an act that will salvage the bond or the relationship that you thought you had with them. And it's because obviously, like, when they are doing things, it's because they are doing it for their benefit. They're doing it to fill that hole. And so if you're a victim of this, or if you have narcissistic traits and this does sound like something that you've done or do, please, just for everybody's sake, including your own, I understand it is a mental health issue, but if you just exhibit traits, and everyone has some narcissistic traits, but you need to remove yourself from, like, not cut yourself off like and shock anyone, but you need to start to work on those things, because it's really important for you to have meaningful close relationships with people as a human being. And you need to address what it is that's made this stuff, like, that's brought this about for you, and why you feel the need to lift everyone up so that people will laugh at your jokes or like you to an unhealthy level, and then reveal and abandon people later on when it's not suiting you. So those are the things that absolutely scar victims of narcissistic abuse. And the saddest thing about this abuse is that everyone likes the narcissist more than the victim. And I know that, like, it's really hard, because the people that buy into this and give narcissists the most fuel are often people that are just very, very accepting people, are unconditional in their goals, in their life. Like, they're just very pure souls, and narcissists prey on those people, and they will have all sorts of connections because they're just good at making people feel good. They're good at exhibiting like a persona that makes everyone feel like they're this special ray of light that you just can't come by every day. And that is very, very true. Like, true narcissists are like, they're standouts. Like, it's almost like you could never find anyone that has those qualities, but those qualities are actually their manipulation and their abuse tactic. And I know this is so difficult if obviously you're doing this behavior, or if you know someone, or you've seen a friend, or you might have concerns about a partner, a friend, or a family member that acts this way, but it is the true nature. And often as well, victims of narcissistic abuse, they don't ever, like, no one ever finds out, like, the downside of being with a narcissist, because they've upheld this image outside so well that when you actually talk about or explain some of the other things that they've maybe done to you to breach your trust or hurt you, specifically hurt you, and they know it, and they've done things out of their own selfish acts that really salvage your bond and your trust in them and things like that, it's really, really difficult for you to be able to go out and tell anyone, because they just have this, like, perception of themselves that is just overly accommodating, and everyone just, like, feels as though they are the nicest people on the planet. And that isolates victims, because when you're actually a real, genuine person, you're not going to have those qualities of a narcissist. So it's very difficult for you to be able to break through and get people to, because, like, you also don't want anyone to see this person in a negative light, because at the end of the day, like, if you've even had, like, sort of a bond with this person, you are going to love them differently because of how the narcissistic abuse went. And I know this sounds very crazy, but because they're so good at making you feel so good and doing things and exhibiting behaviors for their own benefit that make you feel special, it's so hard for you to want them, like, want anyone to see them differently, because it is just too good to be true as it is. And so if you're somebody that's, you know, obviously been a victim of narcissistic abuse, like, I would go and see a therapist and work out whether or not it really is, and figure out a way of either getting that person help if you feel as though there is some good in there, and that can be the case, or trying to speak to people that you trust about the downside of the abuse that you suffered, because it's the hardest thing ever, and it's very confusing behavior, and it is probably the most shocking, because when they start to turn on you, it's almost like they unleash like all of these things that they used to tell you were your best qualities, and they turn it against you, and then you're left feeling like everything was a lie, because it probably was, and every single thing that they ever made you feel was great or special, they literally, like, when they're dismissing you, they will turn it on its head and basically make you feel awful for everything they told you was amazing about you. And every single thing they validated, or they said they were proud of, or they boasted about, or they supported you with, they will flip. And then they will actually start to list off a bunch of things about you that you don't have, and overvalue those qualities. And that is how they make themselves feel like what they do is logically correct. And actually what it is it's just another manipulation tactic, and it's just another way to comfortably dismiss you, because you can no longer fill their narcissistic needs. And over time, victims do exhaust. Like, there is only so much that people can really take when something is ingenuine, or especially if there's been breaches of trust that you know about, and then the narcissistic abuse is still there. It makes it really hard to believe, because it's almost like going from one side to another completely, and you just can't figure out why somebody is like so all over, like so overly nice and so overly accommodating, and just has all the right words to say, but then their actions are completely different. It's very confusing, and I would say seek help. There is so much help out there these days that can really get you to a better place mentally, and to understand that those people are unlikely to change ever, and they're not able to admit to their own downfalls. They're very, very slow to do any sort of self-improvement. And I think as well with narcissists, like true narcissists, they will try to do self-development, and they will try to do all of these great things like meditation, blah, 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 hobbies, do things that appear normal and appear like they're working on themselves. But I think it's harder for them to actually change. So if any of you have suffered at like the expense of somebody's manipulation for kindness, or if you feel like you're the victim and now you've got more self-awareness, or if you've also discovered that maybe somebody is actually a true narcissist and that you've been a victim of narcissistic abuse, please seek help. Please speak to family and friends, and list off exactly what you experienced, and figure out whether or not it really was narcissistic abuse, and figure out as well like the characteristics of that person's actions over their words and their charm and how they exhibit themselves. Really important, because narcissists are the people as well, guys, that absolutely hate themselves. So even though they make everybody else feel so on top of the world, they absolutely hate themselves at the core. They are the most insecure people on the planet. And so there's all these little things that they will bring up with you and they feel comfortable, that are the opposite to how they interact with people on a daily basis, or how they appear. And those are all the like early red flags that I wish I'd known about, because when I was really young, I was so susceptible, because I was just so happy all the time, to narcissistic abuse. Like, I'm such a simplistic like person, so I just see the best in every situation. I don't like stress, and I just go into everything with the expectation to make it a beneficial process. But I thought I would do this podcast because I truly want people to be in healthy situations and to have self-awareness, if this sounds like you, moving into 2022, because at the end of the day, we can fool ourselves into thinking that we're something that we're not, or people can fool us into thinking that we're something we're not. Narcissists also tell people that they're narcissists, okay? I have never, ever once said to the person that I know is a narcissist, that they were a narcissist, because literally, if you are truly a victim of narcissistic abuse, you have no idea until they're long gone out of your life and you actually realize they're a narcissist. And then you're like, oh, like, because maybe friends or therapists or their friends mostly pass the idea by. There's people that are much smarter than you that interact with these people, that if you just start speaking to them, they will start to list off things to you in confidence that will open up your eyes to research and delve into this stuff. And narcissists hate themselves. So it's impossible to form any kind of true connection with somebody that hates themselves. Like I said before, you need to have self-love. And if you've carried out actions and your character, your morals and your values are non-existent, and all you think about is doing things so that you'll be liked and validated, and you can make other people feel validated through your manipulation tactics because maybe you're lonely or there's that self-hate that you need to have filled from anywhere. It doesn't matter who it is. Nothing's going to mean anything to a narcissist, and nothing's going to mean anything valuable to somebody that uses kindness as a manipulation tactic. So don't fall for these things. And if you're somebody that needs to work on this, please, guys, go into 2022 and don't take advantage of people that are actually believing you. The only person here that is truly taken for granted is the person that's actually buying into your BS, okay? And so don't take advantage and take nice people for granted. Like, you're going to have to take some time apart from like a lot of people, and you're going to have to be brave enough to start exhibiting, you know, who you truly are and actually starting to open up to people. And what you're going to realize is that if this is you and you do need help with this, you're not going to feel comfortable doing that with as many people as you probably feel comfortable seeing more regularly when you are upholding this mask and exhibiting these character traits. So I hope this helps you guys. I know it's a very like raw and real sort of like topic, but it's so important to spread awareness on this, like, because I want people to have that self-awareness. This post hit home for me so much that I've literally nearly been talking for an hour on this topic, and I hope it's an hour that has been well spent for you as well. Let me know what you thought of this in the review section on Apple, or tag me on social media if this podcast helped you. Bye, guys.